Hello everyone, my name is Elijah David Mitchell, the 12th Apostolic Sabbatarian Congregation. I was out at the 12th Hour in Liberty Hill, Texas. Today is January 15, 2018, CBET 29, 2021. We will start our first service today with a song,
Railway to Heaven. Not as light a mountain railroad with an engine that's great. We must make a run successful from the cradle to the grave. That's the curse that fills the tunnel, never falter, never quail. Keep your hand upon the throttle and your eye upon the rail. Blessed Savior, thou wilt guide us, perilous yet blissful shore, for the angels wait to join us in the grace forevermore. You will roll the praise of triumph, you will cross with their strife. See, the Yahshua is your conductor on this light and train of life. Always mindful of obstruction, do your duty, never fail. Keep your hand upon the throttle and your eye upon the rail. Blessed Savior, thou wilt guide us, every knee that blissful shore, that the angels wait to join us in our praise forevermore. He will often find obstruction, the first dawn and wind and rain, gonna fill a curve of trestle, they will almost ditch your train. Put your trust alone in Yahshua, never falter, never fail. Keep your hand upon the throttle and your eye upon the rail. Blessed Savior, thou wilt guide us, carry this and blissful shore, and the angels wait to join us in our praise forevermore. As you roll across the trestle, and enjoy in swelling tide, you will behold the union depot into which your train will glide. You'll meet the superintendent, Yahweh and the Father with the Son, with the hearty joyous flutter. Welcome, pilgrim, welcome home. Blessed Savior, thou wilt guide us, help me reach that blissful shore, where the angels wait to join us in our praise forevermore.
Part 20, the Holy One. We're going to do the whole book of Jeremiah. We did the whole book of Isaiah. Quite rewarding. Let's see what we got here. Start with Jeremiah 1, verse 1. All of these prophets, Isaiah and Jeremiah, they prophesied right here for this 12th hour that we're in now, so we read it like a newspaper. It says, the words of Jeremiah, the words of the Jeremiah, the son of the Jehoiakim, of the priests that were in Anathoth, in the land of Benjamin. Now we go to Daniel 9, verse 2, and it gives us a little insight on that. Okay, it says that in the first year of his reign, this is in Daniel 9, 2 now, I, Daniel, understood by books the number of the years whereof the word of Yahshua came unto Jeremiah the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years and the desolations of Jerusalem. Okay, the 70 years is up this year. The 70 years is up again in the Antitype for Israel. All right, let's go back to Jeremiah 1 now. Read verse 2. Unto whom the word of Yahshua came in the days of Josiah, the son of Ammon, king of the Judah, in the 13th year of his reign. It came also in the days of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, unto the end of the 11th year of Zedekiah, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, unto the carrying away of Jerusalem captive in the 5th month. Then the word of Yahshua came unto me, saying, this is Jeremiah chapter 1, now verse 5. Behold, I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. And I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Now, here's a man that was preordained by the Father. And that is from the foundation of the world as well. When it came time for Jeremiah to be created, he was sanctified before he came from the womb. Then said I, O Yahweh Elohim, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. But the Yahshua said unto me, say not I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Okay, Ezekiel 2, 3 and 4 gives us a little insight on that. Okay, it says, and he said unto me, son of man, I send thee to the children of Israel, unto a rebellious nation that hath rebelled against me. They and their fathers have transgressed against me, even unto this very day. For they are impudent children and stiff-hearted. I do send thee unto them, and thou shalt say unto them, thus saith Yahshua Messiah. And they shall, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear, for they are a rebellious house, yet shall know that there hath been a prophet among them. Okay, and thou, son of mine, be not afraid of them, neither be afraid of their words, though briars and thorns be with thee, and thou dost dwell among scorpions, be not afraid of their words, nor be dismayed at their looks, though they be a rebellious house. I went through that for many, many years with the Adventists. It says in Jeremiah 1, verse 8, it says, be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Yahshua. Okay, Jeremiah 15:20 gives us a little insight on that. And I will make thee unto this people a fenced brazen wall, and they shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee. For I am with thee to save thee and to deliver thee, saith Yahshua. And I will deliver thee out of the hand of the wicked, and I will redeem thee out of the hand of the terrible. And we read that there in Jeremiah 50:34. I'm sure we did that yesterday, our last service, 50:34. We got a little bit more confirmation on that. It says that a Redeemer is strong. The Yahshua of the host is his name. He shall thoroughly plead their cause, that he may give rest to the land and disquiet the inhabitants of Babylon. Now, why does he raise up a prophet and send them to the rebellious house of Israel? They have to prevail for this very reason I just read to you. The Redeemer is strong. Yahshua the host is his name. And this is talking about the Son, Yahshua. He shall thoroughly plead their cause, that he may give rest to the land and disquiet the inhabitants of Babylon. Now, why are we using Yahshua's name so much here in the Old Testament? Because these are prophecies for the end time. And Yahshua is definitely here in the New Testament to uphold the prophecies and to fulfill them. So now we have Isaiah 47:4 gives us also a little confirmation on what we just read. Let's go look at it. It says, as for our Redeemer, the Yahshua of hosts is his name, the Holy One of Israel. So now it says in Isaiah 43:3, as we go deal with that Holy One of Israel, for I am the Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Thy Savior, I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. So since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee and people for thy life. In Isaiah 63:9, gives a little more insight on that. Let's go look at it. In all the affliction he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them in his love, and in his pity he redeemed them, and he bare them, and carried them all the days of old. Oh my. That started way back in Exodus 23:20-23. Exodus 23:20-23. It says that, behold, I send an angel before thee, to keep thee in the way, and to bring thee into the place which I have prepared. Now this is Yahshua talking here, and he says, I'll send an angel before thee to keep thee in the way and to bring thee into the place which I have prepared. So Yahshua prepared this place. He sends an angel before them. Beware of him and obey his voice. Provoke him not, for he will not pardon your transgression, for my name is in him. Yahshua put his name in someone, then they have the power then pass judgment. And it says there in Exodus 23:22, but if thou shalt indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy unto thine enemies and an adversary unto thine adversaries. For mine angel shall go before thee and bring thee in unto the Amorites, and the Hittites, and the Perizzites, and the Canaanites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, and I will cut them off. This is Yahshua talking. This is what he's commissioned his angel to do. Thou shalt not bow down to their gods, nor serve them, nor do after their works, but thou shalt utterly overthrow them and quite break down their images. Let's get back to home base now. Let's get back to Jeremiah 1. It says, verse 9, then Yahshua put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and Yahshua said unto me, behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. Okay, Deuteronomy 18:18 gives us confirmation on that. This is in the law of Moses. And let's read verse 17. And Yahshua said unto me, they have well spoken that which they have spoken. I will raise up a prophet from among their brethren, like unto thee, and I will put my words in his mouth. And he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him. Okay, Acts 3:20-22, over in the New Testament, we got this kind of a situation. Again, after the resurrection, when those that crucified Yahshua helped crucify those Pharisees, Sanhedrin, it says, for Moses truly said unto the fathers, A prophet shall the Yahshua, your Messiah, raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto me. Him shall you hear in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you. And it shall come to pass that every soul which will not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people. Okay, that's clear enough. Now let's go back to Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 10. See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant. So now let's go to verse 11. Moreover, the word of the Yahshua came unto me, saying, Jeremiah, what seest thou? And I said, I see a rod of an almond tree. Then said the Yahshua unto me, thou hast well seen, for I will hasten thy word to perform it. And the word of Yahshua came unto me the second time, saying, what seest thou? And I said, I see a seething pot, and the face thereof is toward the north. And the Yahshua said unto me, out of the north an evil shall break forth upon all the inhabitants of the land. Now we got Jeremiah 10:22 to give us a little bit more insight on that. It says that, behold, the noise of the brut is come, and a great commotion out of the north country, to make the cities of Judah desolate, and a den of dragons. Oh yes, sure. I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh the direct his steps. Now let's go back to Jeremiah 1:15. For lo, I will call all the families of the kingdoms of the north, saith Yeshua, and they shall come, and they shall set every one his throne at the entering of the gates of Jerusalem, and against all the walls thereof round about, and against all the cities of Judah. And I will utter my judgment against them, touching all their wickedness, who have forsaken me, and have burned incense unto the other gods, and worshipped the works of their own hand. Thou therefore gird up thy loins, and arise, and speak unto them that all that I command thee. Be not dismayed at their faces, lest I confound thee before them. For behold, I have made thee this day a defense city, and an iron pillar, and brazen walls, against the whole land, against the kings of Judah, against the princes thereof, against the priests thereof, and against the people of the land. And they shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee, for I am with thee, saith Yahshua, to deliver thee. Jeremiah chapter 2, we're going to continue our study. Verse 1. Moreover, the word of the Yahweh, Yahshua, came unto me, saying, go and cry in the ears of Jerusalem, saying, thus saith Yahshua, I remember thee, the kindness of thy youth, the love of thine espousals, when thou wentest after me in the wilderness, in a land that was not sown. Israel was holiness unto the Yahshua, and the first fruits of his increase. All that devour him shall offend. Evil shall come upon them, saith the Yahshua. So in Exodus 19, verse 5 and 6, it confirms that. It says, now therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then you shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. And you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and an holy nation. These are the words which shall speak unto the children of Israel. And Moses came and called for the elders of the people, and laid before their faces all these words which the Yahshua commanded him. And all the people answered together and said, all that the Yahshua has spoken we will do. And Moses returned the words unto the people of the people unto the Yahshua. And the Yahshua said unto Moses, Lo, I come unto thee in a thick cloud, that the people may hear when I speak with thee, and believe thee forever. And Moses told the words of the people unto the Yahshua. And the Yahshua said unto Moses, Go unto the people, and sanctify them today and tomorrow, and let them wash their clothes, and be ready against the third day. For the third day the Yahshua will come down in the sight of all the people upon Mount Sinai. There you have it. Alright, let's go now back to Jeremiah 2. Let's read verse 2 again. Go and cry in the ears of Yahushua, saying, Thus the Yahshua said to Yahshua, I remember thee, the kindness of thy youth, the love of thine espouses, when thou wentest after me in the wilderness in a land that was not sown. And Daniel 2:7 gives us a cross reference on that. He says that they answered again and said, Let the king tell his servants the dream, and we will show the interpretation of it. Actually, that was a wrong one. We're supposed to do Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 7. Let's look at that. Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 7. It says that, For the Yahshua, the Messiah, hath blessed thee in all the works of thy hands. He knoweth thy walking through this great wilderness for these 40 years. The Yahshua, the Savior, Redeemer, hath been with thee, thou hast lacked nothing. Let's go now back to Jeremiah 2, verse 4. I hear ye the word of Yahshua, O house of Jacob. This is the 12 tribes of Israel, all 12, and all the families of the house of Israel. Okay, so the house of Jacob then has to be the house of David. Judah, the 2 tribes, and all the families of the house of Israel would be the 10 tribes. There you have it. So when you read that house of Jacob, we're reading about Judah, the lawgiver, the house of David. Jeremiah 2:5. Thus saith Yahshua, What iniquity have your fathers found in me, that they are gone far from me, and have walked after vanity? And are become vain. Okay. Isaiah 5:4 talks about that a little bit. So look at it. What could have been done, and more to my vineyard, that I have not done in it? Wherefore, when I looked that it should bring forth grapes, brought it forth wild grapes. And now go to, I tell you, what I will do to my vineyard. I will take away the heads thereof. That means I will take the law. And it shall be eaten up and break down the wall thereof. And it shall be trodden down. And I will lay it waste. It shall not be pruned nor digged. But there shall come up briars and thorns. I will also command the clouds that they rain no rain upon it, for the vineyard of the Yahshua the host is of the house of Israel. And the men of Judah, that's the house of Jacob, that's the house of David, the lawgiver, his pleasant plant. And he looked for judgment, but behold oppression, for righteousness, but behold a cry. Let's go back now to Jeremiah chapter 2. Verse 6, Neither said they, Where is the Yahshua that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, that led us through the wilderness, through a land of deserts and of pits, through a land of drought and of the shadow of death, through a land that no man passed through, and where no man dwelt? Hosea 13:4 talks about that a little bit. Let's look at that. It says, Yet I am Yahshua the Redeemer from the land of Egypt, and thou shalt know no God but me, for there is no Savior beside me. I did know thee in the wilderness, in the land of great drought, according unto their pasture, so were they filled. They were filled, and their heart was exalted. Therefore have they forgotten me. Therefore I will be unto them as a lion, as a leopard by the way, will I observe them. I will meet them as a bear that is bereaved of her whelps, and will rend the call of their heart. And there will I devour them like a lion, and the wild beast shall tear them. O Israel, thou hast destroyed thyself, but in me is thine help. Okay. I will be thy king. Where is any other that may save thee in all thy cities, and the judges of whom thou saidest, give me a king and princes? Let us go back to Jeremiah 2 now, verse 7. And I brought you into a plenteous country to eat the fruit thereof, and the goodness thereof. But when ye entered, ye defiled my land, and made my heritage an abomination. Deuteronomy 8, 7, and 9 talks about that. It says that for the Yahshua, the Redeemer, bringeth thee into a good land, a land of brooks, of water, of fountains, and depths that spring out of valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley, and vines, and fig trees, and pomegranate, a land of olive and honey, a land wherein thou shalt eat bread without scarcity, thou shalt not lack anything in it, a land whose stones are iron, and out of the, whose hills mayest dig brass. When thou hast eaten and art full, then thou shalt bless the Yahshua, the Redeemer, for the good land which he hath given thee. Back to Jeremiah 2, verse 8. The priest said not, where is Yahshua? And they that handle the law knew me not. The pastors also transgressed against me, and the prophets prophesied by Baal, and walked after things that do not profit. Wherefore I will yet plead with you, saith Yahshua, and with your children's children will I plead, for pass over the isles of Chittim. And remember, I was a children, and see, and send unto Chedor, and consider diligently, and see if there be such a thing. So it's talking about, back at the end of verse 8 again, it says, the priest said, not, where is the Yahshua? And they that handled the law knew me not. The pastors also transgressed against me, and the prophets prophesied by Baal, and walk after things that do not profit. And then we go to Habakkuk. Let's go to there. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 18. What profit the graven image, that the maker thereof hath graven it, the molten image, and a teacher of love, that the maker of his work trusteth therein, to make dumb idol? Okay. Isaiah 44, 9 and 10 backs that up. So look at that a minute. It says that they that make a graven image are all of them vanity, and their delectable things shall not profit, and they are their own witness. They see not, nor know, that they may be ashamed. Who hath formed a god or a molten a graven image that is profitable for nothing? Behold, all his fellows shall be ashamed, and the workmen, they are of men. Let them all be gathered together, let them stand up, yet they shall fear him, and they shall be ashamed together. Okay, now Isaiah 10, 3 to 6 lends a little bit more information to that. It says, and what will you do in the day of the visitation, and in the desolation which shall come from far? To whom will you flee for help, and where will you leave your glory? Without me they shall bow down under the prisoners, and they shall fall under the slain, for all this his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. O Assyria, the rod of mine anger, and the staff in their hand is mine indignation. I will send him against an hypocritical nation and against the people of my wrath, and I will give him a charge to take the spoil and to take the prey and to tread down like the mire of the street. Howbeit, he meaneth not so, neither doth his heart think so, but it is in his heart to destroy and cut off nations, not a few. For he said, are not my princes altogether kings? Is not Chalno as Charchemish? Is not Hamath as Arphad? Is not Samaria as Damascus? As my hand has found the kingdoms of the idols. Okay. What's the kingdom of the idols? That's Judah and Israel. And whose graven images did excel them of Jerusalem and of Samaria? Shall I not, as I have done unto Samaria and their idols, so do to Jerusalem and her idols? Okay. Jerusalem, the capital of Judah. So there you have it. Wherefore it shall come to pass that when Yahshua hath performed his whole work upon the Mount Zion, there at Jerusalem, with the 12 tribes of Israel, and on Jerusalem, I will punish the fruit of the stout heart of the king of Assyria, that's the king of Babylon, and the glory of his high lust. Now we go back to Jeremiah chapter 2, and we'll pick up on verse 9 again. Wherefore I will yet plead with you, saith Yahshua, and with your children will I plead. For pass over the isles of Chittim and see, and send unto Kedar, and consider diligently, and see if there be such a thing. And now we go to Ezekiel 20, verse 35. Get some more confirmation on it. Ezekiel 20, 35, yeah. He says that, and I will bring you into the wilderness of the people, and they will not plead with you face to face. Because I pleaded with your fathers in the wilderness of the land of Egypt, so will I plead with you, saith Yahshua Messiah. And I will cause you to pass under the rod, and I will bring you into the bond of the covenant, and I will purge out from among you the rebels, and them that transgress against me. I will bring them forth out of the country where they sojourn, and they shall not enter into the land of Israel. And ye shall know that I am Yahshua. As for you, O house of Israel, that saith Yahshua Messiah, go ye serve ye every one his idol, and hereafter also if you will not hearken unto me, but pollute ye my holy name no more with your gifts and with your idols. For in mine holy mountain and in the mountain of the heart of Israel, saith Yahshua Messiah, there shall all the house of Israel, that's the 12 tribes, all of them in the land serve me. There will I accept them, and there will I require your offerings and the first fruits of your oblation with all your holy things. Isaiah 56:7 gives some confirmation on that. Isaiah 56:7, it says, even them will I bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices shall be accepted upon mine altar, for in my house shall be called an house of prayer for all people. That's Jew and Gentile, because Isaiah 56 talks about the eunuch. It talks about the stranger that's among you, laying hold of your covenant, says verse 6, and also the sons of the stranger that join themselves with Yahshua to serve him and to love the name of Yahshua, to be his servants, every one that keepeth the Sabbath, and polluting it, and taketh a hold of my covenant. Even them will I bring to my holy mountain. So it says right there, it shall be accepted. Alright, let's go back now to Jeremiah chapter 2. Let's see where we left off here. So it says here in verse 11, hath a nation changed their God, which are yet no gods, but my people have changed their glory for that which doth not profit. And in Jeremiah 16:20, gives a little more information on that at this point. It says that, shall a man make gods unto himself, and they are no gods? Let's look at Jeremiah 2 now, verse 12. Be astonished, O ye heavens, at this, and be horribly afraid. Be ye very desolate, saith Yeshua. For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of the living waters, and hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water. Is Israel a servant? Is he a home-born slave? Now let's read that verse 13 again. For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of the living waters, and hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water. There we go to Isaiah, Jeremiah 17, and look at verse 13. It says, O Yahshua, the hope of Israel, all that forsake thee shall be ashamed, and they that depart from me shall be written in the earth, because they have forsaken Yahshua, the fountain of the living water. Now I go back to Jeremiah 2, verse 14. Is Israel a servant? Is he a home-born slave? Why is he spoiled? The young lions roared upon him and yelled, and they made his land waste. His cities are burned without inhabitant. So Jeremiah 50, verse 17, gives us a little more confirmation on that. It says that Israel is a scattered sheep. The lions have driven him away. First, the king of Assyria hath devoured him, and last, this Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, hath broken his bones. Therefore, thus saith Yahshua the host, the king of Israel, behold, I will punish the king of Babylon in his land, as I have punished the king of Assyria. And I will bring Israel again to his habitation, and he shall feed on Carmel and Bashan, and his soul shall be satisfied upon Mount Ephraim and Gilead. In those days, and in that time, saith Yahshua, the iniquity of Israel shall be sought for, and there shall be none, and the sins of Judah, and they shall not be found. For I will pardon them whom I reserve. There it is right there. The ones that he's reserved, that's the ones that will get the pardon for his leadership of Israel. All right. Back to Jeremiah chapter 2. We go to verse 16. Also the children of Nob and Tophanes have broken the crown of thy head. So in Jeremiah 43:7-9, it talks about that some more. Jeremiah 43:7-9, it says that, so they came into the land of Egypt, for they obeyed not the voice of Yahshua. Thus came they even unto Tophanes. Then came the word of Yahshua unto Jeremiah and Tophanes, saying, take great stones in thine hand, and hide them in the clay and the brickling, which is at the entry of the Pharaoh's house in Tophanes, in the sight of the men of Judah, and say unto them, thus saith Yahshua of hosts, the king of Israel, behold, I will send and take Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant, and will set his throne upon these stones that I have hid, and he shall spread his royal pavilion over them. And when he cometh, he shall smite the land of Egypt, and deliver such as are for death to death, and such as are for captivity to captivity, and such as are for the sword to the sword. And I will kindle a fire in the house of the gods of Egypt, and he shall burn them and carry them away captives. And he shall array himself at the land of Egypt as a shepherd putteth on his garment. And he shall go forth from thence in peace. Let's go back now to Jeremiah chapter 2. Let's go to verse 17. Hast thou not procured this unto thyself, and that thou hast forsaken Yahshua the king, when he led thee by the way, And now what hast thou to do in the way of Egypt? To drink the waters of Shiloh? Or what hast thou to do in the way of Assyria? To drink the waters of the river? Thine own wickedness shall correct thee, and thy backsliding shall reprove thee. Now therefore, and know therefore and see that it is an evil thing and bitter, that thou hast forsaken Yahshua, thy king, and that thy fear, my fear is not in thee, saith Yahshua, Messiah of the host. Isaiah 5:5 gives us a little insight on that. The scripture says, here a little and there a little, line upon line, precept upon precept, and that's what we're doing. Hosea 5:5, and the pride of Israel doth testify to his face, therefore shall Israel and Ephraim fall in iniquity. Judah also shall fall with them. They shall go with their flocks and with their herds to seek the Yahshua, but they shall not find them. They shall not find him. He hath withdrawn himself from them. Well, that made its fulfillment 2002 coming. He hath withdrawn himself from all Israel. Gilead Center represented Judah. And they had a very bad representation. And so Yahshua withdrew from them as well. All right. Let's go back to Jeremiah 2:18. And now what hast thou to do in the way of Egypt? To drink the waters of Sahor? Or what hast thou to do in the way of Assyria? To drink the waters of the river? Thine own wickedness shall correct thee, and thy backsliding shall reprove thee. Know therefore and see that it is an evil thing and bitter that thou hast forsaken the Yahshua, the king, and that my fear is not in thee, saith the Yahshua, Messiah of Israel. So I've already read that. Let's go on to verse 20. For of old time I have broken thy yoke and burst thy bands, and thou saidst, I will not transgress. When upon every high hill and under every green tree thou wanderest, playing the harlot. Yet I have planted thee a noble vine, holy a right seed. How then art thou turned into the degenerate plant of a strange vine unto me? For though thou wash thee with my nectar and take thee much soap, yet thine iniquity is marked before me, saith Yahshua, Messiah. How can thou say, I am not polluted? I have gone after Balaam. See thy way in the valley. Know what thou hast done. Thou art a swift dromedary, traversing her ways. And Proverbs 30:12 talks a little bit about that. Proverbs 30:12. Let's go look at it. We get there. There is a generation that are pure in their own eyes, and yet is not washed from their filthiness. There is a generation, oh, how lofty are their eyes, and their eyelids are lifted up. There is a generation whose teeth are as swords, and their jaw teeth is nice to devour the poor from off the earth, and the needy from among men. The horse leech hath two daughters, crying, give, give, there are three things that are never satisfied, yea, four things say not, it is enough. The grave and the barren womb, the earth that is not filled with water, and the fire that saith not, it is enough. The eye that mocketh at his father and despises to obey his mother, the ravens of the valley shall pick it out, and the young eagle shall eat it. There be three things which are too wonderful for me, yea, fourth which I know not. The way of an eagle in the air, the way of a serpent upon a rock, and the way of a ship in the midst of the sea, and the way of a man with a maid. Such is the way of an adulterous woman. She eateth and wipeth her mouth and saith, I have done no wickedness. Okay. Let us go back now to Jeremiah 2. Let's look on down at verse 24. A wild ass used to the wilderness that snuffeth up the wind at her pleasure. In her occasion, who can turn her away? All they that seek her will not weary themselves. In her month they shall find her. Jeremiah 14:6 talks a little bit about that same thing. Let's look at it. And the wild ass did stand in the high places. They snuffed up the wind like dragons. Their eyes did fail because there was no grass. That's reason why they snuffed up the wind. They was looking for something to eat. Let's go back now to verse 26, Jeremiah 2. As a thief is ashamed when he is found, so is the house of Israel ashamed. They, their kings, their princes, and their priests, their prophets. Jeremiah 48:27 lends a little bit to that yet. Jeremiah 48:27. Let's look at it here, if I can get to it. For was not Israel a derision unto thee? Was he found among thieves? For since thou spakest of him, thou skippest for joy. O ye that dwell in Moab, this is the kinfolks to Abraham, the Hebrew, leave the cities and dwell in the rock, and be like the dove that maketh her nest in the size of the whole mouth. We have heard the pride of Moab, his exceeding proud, his loftiness and his arrogancy, and his pride and his hardiness of heart. I know his wrath, saith Yeshua, but it shall not be so. His lies shall not so affect it. Therefore will I howl for Moab, and I will cry out for all Moab. Mine heart shall mourn for the men of Kirhereth. This are the descendants of Lot. This Moab is, and Lot is a nephew of Abraham, a Hebrew. So this is of the house of Israel. Moab is of the house of Israel. Jeremiah 2:27. Say to a stalk, thou art my father, and to a stone, thou hast brought me forth. For they have turned their back unto me, and not their faith. But in the time of trouble that they will say, arise and save us. And Isaiah 26:16 talks about that same thing. Isaiah 26:16. Let's go read it right quick. It says that, Yeshua, in trouble have they visited thee. They poured out a prayer when thy chastening was up on them. Oh, now back to Jeremiah 2, verse 28. But where are thy gods that thou hast made thee? Let them arise if they can save thee in the time of thy trouble. For according to the number of thy cities are thy gods, O Judah. Wherefore will ye plead with me? Ye all have transgressed against me, saith Yeshua. In vain have I smitten your children. They received no correction. Your own sword hath devoured your prophets like a destroying lion. Now in Numbers 9:26, it gives us a little bit more information on that. Numbers 9:26. Let's see if we can get there right quick. Correction. Nehemiah 9:26. That says, nevertheless, they were disobedient and rebelled against thee, and cast thy law behind their backs, and slew thy prophets which testified against them to turn them to thee. And they wrought great provocation. Therefore thou deliverest them into the hand of their enemies, who vex them in the time of their trouble, when they cried unto thee. Thou heardest them from heaven, and according to thy manifold mercy, thou gavest them saviors, He saved them out of the hand of their enemies. Okay, back to Jeremiah now. Chapter 2, verse 31. O generation, see the word of Yahshua. Have I been a wilderness unto Israel, a land of darkness? Wherefore say my people, we are lords, we will come no more unto thee. Can a maid forget her ornaments or a bride her attire? Yet my people have forgotten me days without number. And it says in Isaiah 45:19, that's the time we're living in right now. Donald Trump is represented there in that chapter, 45. This is present truth now. 45:19. It says, I have not spoken in a secret in a dark place of the earth. I said not unto the seed of Jacob, see ye me in vain. I am the Yahshua. Speak righteousness. I declare things that are right. So there in Jeremiah 13:23, talks a little bit more about that. 13:23, it says, can the Ethiopian change his skin or the leopard his spots? Then may ye also do good that are accustomed to do evil. Now it says in Jeremiah 2:33, why trimmest thou thy way to seek love? Therefore hast thou also taught the wicked ones thy ways. Also in thy skirts is found the blood of the souls of the poor innocent. I have not found it by secret search, but upon all these, we're saying there, yet, verse 35, yet thou saith, because I am innocent, surely his anger shall turn from me. Behold, I will plead with thee, because thou saidst, I have not sinned. Okay, we go to First Epistle of John, Chapter 1, verse 8 to 10. But it says, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. Back to Jeremiah 2, verse 36. Why gettest thou about so much to change thy way? Thou also shalt be ashamed of Egypt, as thou wast ashamed of Assyria. Yea, thou shalt go forth from him, and thine hands upon thine head, for the Assyria hath rejected thy confidences, and thou shalt not prosper in them. Jeremiah 14:3-4. And their nobles have sent their little ones to the waters. They came to the pits and found no water. They returned with their vessels empty. They were ashamed and confounded and covered their heads. Because the ground is chapped, for there was no rain in the earth, the plowmen were ashamed. They covered their heads. This brings the close of our study this hour. Contact us at the 11th hour call. We're going to close now with a song. King is coming. The marketplace is empty, no more traffic in the street. All the buildings tears of silence, no more time to harvest wheat. Busy housewives cease to labor in the courtroom of debate. Work on earth is all suspended as the King comes through the gate. Oh, the King is coming, the King is coming. I just heard the trumpet sounding, and now his face I see. Oh, the King is coming, the King is coming.
praise Yah, He's coming for me. Happy faces line the hallway, those whose lives have been redeemed, broken homes that He has mended, those from prison He has freed. Little children and the aged, hand in hand stand all aglow. We were crippled, walked in ruin, but in John the Scottish snow. Oh, the King is coming, the King is coming. On this earth, the purpose standing, and now His face I see. Oh, the King is coming, the King is coming. Praise Yah, He's coming for me. I can hear the church rumble, I can see the marching throng, the flurry of Yah's trumpet, spell the end. Yes, the night long. Rainbow rose and young pony, heaven's breast and soul in flame. Heaven's heart is now assembled, short to say amazing grace. Oh, the King is coming, the King is coming. I just heard the trumpet sounding, and now His face I see. Oh, the King is coming, the King is coming. Praise Yah, He's coming for me.